Now, religion, no religion, etc., in the census. This has been controversial. There's been a campaign to the tune of $50,000, I believe, to change this. But it seems that no, the Christians are not happy, and the atheists are not happy. Let's find out why. And maybe you haven't done your census and you can listen to this and make up your own mind. Let's go firstly to Brian Morris, who is a prominent atheist. Hello, Brian.
Good evening, Peter. Good to be with you.
What's the problem?
Well, you've got to understand, Peter, that not all people that mark no religion are atheists.
No.
There's a lot of people who are just agnostic, or yes, they just basically don't care. It's very much a mixed bag. But the whole point with this really is that the question itself is a leading question. What is a person's religion? Which immediately assumes that everybody has one. Now, it's patently and hopelessly wrong, because there's a wealth now of new evidence that indicates that the figure is really badly skewed. And at this stage, the Australian Bureau of Statistics is not particularly interested in changing it, although they recognise it's wrong. And on their website, they actually really say so. So what we're saying is that...
Just a minute. Sorry, Brian, you didn't want to talk to the ABS. You know, when this was first discussed, you know, we wanted to get the ABS on with you, but you didn't want to talk to them.
Well, that's not true, Peter. That is absolutely not true. I don't know where you got that information, but I'm really happy to talk to anyone about this question.
It seems
just
to me...
the census question itself is wrong.
Well, is it? Because it says, what is the person's religion? And the first thing you can mark is no religion. There's not a politician alive that wouldn't want to be in that spot. If this was a voting paper, everybody wants that top spot. What's wrong with that? Why can't you, if you have no religion, which is entirely fair enough, why can't you mark that and move on?
What we've got to understand here is that a wealth of evidence has come to light really only in the last sort of 6 months to a year. There's an incredible 152-page paper entitled Religiosity in Australia. And they come up with some incredible statistics, and they really show that in terms of people who are genuinely religious, it's really down to about 15%, not the 60% from the census of 2016. They put it down to 10% who are regarded as devout and 5% who are regarded as being regulars.
Yes.
Now, we also know from psychologists really quite plainly say, the majority, that it really is a leading question, because what is the person's religion assumes that everybody has one.
The first thing you can score is no religion.
Peter, you've really got to understand the psychology of this. Mm. Is the five questions leading up to question 23 are cultural questions, which affect affect everybody, but it identifies what their cultures are.
Yes.
Then we get to question 23, so it really sets the mood, and the question is headed religious affiliation. And the ABS really do acknowledge the fact that a lot of people go back and choose their family religion.
Yes, they do.
Even though they've not practiced that religion for many years. And often, can I just make a point?
Yes.
Is that people who have not practiced that religion for probably decades,
yes,
are really not being completely truthful when they then put down whatever it is, Catholic or Anglican and whatever,
yes,
whatever else.
Yeah.
And so, quite understandably, the secular movement as a whole across Australia said, well, look, the census is spending over $600 million to run this census. It's about time we actually got it right. The National Secular Lobby of around not one but two essential polls, Guardian essential polls, through July, and the figure they got was two questions. First, a question that the ABS asked, which is, what is the person's religion? Which scored a really high vote for religion. And then they asked an unbiased question, and the figure came out of 52% no religion, 41% religion. So that's really a two-thirds increase on what the census said at 2016, and a one-third drop on the religion vote from, again, from 2016. There's a wealth of evidence there, and that religiosity report, 152 pages, you really don't have to read the whole lot, Peter, to get the clear indication that religion is dramatically falling in Australia, and the census is really presenting entirely the wrong face of what's really happening.
We may not be church-going, but this is sort of hereditary religion, and so you tick that. But then doesn't that, isn't that person still a believer? Well, that person has every right to identify with whatever churches, whatever denominations and religions are listed, whether they go or not. Isn't that fair?
We say all along, look, if people have generally got a religious faith, then fine, tick it down. But if you don't, and the point that I'm making here with the Religiosity in Australia report, which is done by a well-known academic, this is not somebody who's trying to push a particular barrow, but when the question was asked to the thousands of people that they interviewed and discussed this with, when asked how closely their religious faith was really evident, 62% said that it was not important.
But you'd have to have a whole different census for this. You know, you've marked Catholic. When did you last go to Mass? You know, all of that sort of thing. Prove that you're. How do you prove? I mean, you're either a Catholic or you're not. You're either a believer or you're not. Surely.
Sure.
Let's go to Stephen Ogden, Reverend Dr. Stephen Ogden, Research Fellow, Centre for Public and Contextual Theology, Charles Sturt University. What do you make of all this, Stephen? Please.
Oh, no, I think Brian's raised some good issues. I've got, I guess, two responses. One is as an academic, and that is the whole issue of research design and how you word your questions. And I think that it is problematic in the census because of belief or faith is so diverse that it needs a more finely nuanced tool. Traditionally, you really can't put, say, Buddhism with mainstream Christianity together under the same heading. They have very different conceptions of the divine or the sacred. But the second aspect is, I guess, a theological point of view, is that for about 100 years, scholars can't agree on what we mean by religion. So it can include, animist beliefs in some distant place in the world, but also mainstream Christianity in Rome. But there's no agreement as to the significance of religion. So my hunch is, just from a research point of view, you probably need a more finely nuanced tool. There's no doubt that the stats are there, that in the mainstream churches, they are on the decline in the West or in Australia and Europe. That's a fact. But I think that Brian's asking a different set of questions there.
So when I marked Uniting Church. Now, I haven't been to a Uniting Church service in decades, but that is my family religion. And
sure.
I write that as a poor Christian and a very poor Uniting Church adherent. But what's wrong with that, Brian Morris?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Peter, if that's what you genuinely feel. The point that we're making really is because the five lead-up questions to question 23 is really talking about a whole range of different cultural issues. People are in the mindset already. They see the heading of the question, religious affiliation. Now, that's the most incredibly loose term that you can use, and I appreciate the comments that Stephen's made, and I'm sure that he'd probably agree that it really sets it up to fail. And we also think that the whole question should be scrapped and reframed in an entirely different way, so it really gets the people who are genuinely religious and what the religions are, those who are either atheist or agnostic or non-religious in any way, and those other group who might be spiritual but not religious, and we accept that that's a growing quota, and particularly amongst the young. So this question 23, Peter, just not really solved the problem. It doesn't do the business.
This, of course, goes to funding, which is part of your issue, Brian, isn't it? And what of social welfare, which a lot of social welfare is funded through church? What's the issue with that? Why you know, you can't have any issue with that, do you?
Well, look, we've got no problem at all with genuine charities, Peter, and there are serious consequences. In 2016, the overall religion vote was 60%.
Yes.
No religion, 30%, in round figures, I'll forget the points. Mm-hmm. 30% no religion, 60% religion, and 10% of people who just avoided the question.
And that'll go down.
Yeah. Mm. Now, look, the point with this is, that if the government is collecting statistics on religious belief in Australia, and they see 60%, to be honest, I mean, the churches just rub their hands together, because there are serious consequences out of this, because on the basis of those figures, the government allocates vast amounts of funds. Billions and billions of dollars do, in fact, go to private religious businesses, and that's what they are. They're running... No, just let me finish, please. Mm-hmm. They're running private schools, they're running private hospitals, they're running private aged care homes. Now, if a genuine figure came out of the census, and as I say, the two essential polls that have been done in July, the 60% figure would be down to 41%. If we were collecting genuine here-and-now statistics, not what somebody's childhood religion was, and, oh, yeah, they still sort of feel sort of somehow attached to that, but they don't practice it at all.
But that's fair, then, isn't it? Well, that's fair to mark that. That's, well, that's how a person feels. That's fair, surely.
But if they don't believe anything at all of the dogma and the faith...
Well, how do you know they don't?
Because the surveys that have done, the essential polls, and I'm talking about the Religiosity in Australia survey, this academic researcher has gone through and asked all these people about what they genuinely do believe. And as I say, 62% of people say, look, religion has no importance for them at all. But they somehow feel obliged, because the census is such an important document, comes around every 5 years, and they sort of, you know, the lead up to it all, the five cultural questions and the leading question, what's your affiliation, and then the loaded question, what is the person's religion, they get locked in and think, oh, well, look, I was brought up a Catholic, I better tick a Catholic.
Yes, but if then you are a Catholic, you sympathise, you identify with the Catholic Church. If you don't, you've got the very first answer is that you can score is no religion. Surely that covers everybody. Atheist is a belief, says somebody. Peter, you're right. It's a leading question. I agree with Brian, says another texter. Marking no religion might assume that the person who ticks this believes in this thing some people call God, should have to tick a box whether you believe in a deity or not. Fair enough. Mostly in favour of scoring the no religion. Government funding going to religious institutions for welfare services abrogates government responsibility to its citizens. That's a fair point, I think. Let's go back to Stephen Ogden. Comment, please, Stephen.
Yeah, look, just two things. I want to come back to the survey. I did the worst BA in the history of Monash University 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think I got an award for it. But I did remember doing research design and the importance of how you frame a question. And the importance of framing a question the right way and having the right range of questions is in a sense, to improve the capacity of that tool for sensitive feedback. Mm. Now, I think we could look at the census from a positive point of view. The more finely tuned or finely nuanced the tool is, the more information we will learn about our culture.
True.
It also overcomes the problem of stereotypes. All Christians believe this, or all people do this. So we do need to have a finely nuanced tool on a whole range of issues to have good demographic information about our culture.
But I think trying to keep it simple, stupid, aren't they? And after all, a loaded question defeated the Republic in 1999. And you feel it is a loaded question, Brian?
Well, it is. Look, honestly, Peter, you could line up 10 psychologists and nine of them would say, Yes, it is. It's a leading question. I mean, you know, loaded might be a bit strong, but it's a leading question, and there is no question about it. And I think you've just got to be fair. But the ABS is saying, well, we can't change it. The solution that we put up and we've been putting up is just add two words to the end of their existing question. I understand they don't want to change it completely.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we said, well, the question should be, do you practice a religion? They said, no, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, what about just adding two words to the end of the question? What is the person's religion, if any?
Mm.
And that really is really a fair way of doing it. And the ABS argument is, oh, look, we can't change the question, we'll ruin continuity. The truth of the matter is that the ABS has changed the question four times in the last 50 years. That is the truth. So there is really no argument to fine-tune the whole question. I agree totally with Stephen. And maybe the whole thing should be scrapped completely and rebuilt as either one or two separate questions, which really get us to understand what people are genuinely religious, what people are genuinely not, and those people who are in between, you know, as I say, the spiritual but not religious.
That's very hard to define. Brian Morris, thank you very much for coming on, and Dr. Stephen Ogden, thank you very much for coming on. Thanks to all the calls and texts. A lot of people are saying, yes, the question needs rewording. Fill it out as you see fit, of course. It's your census.